This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The National Right to Life Committee is focusing attention on the recent Centers for Disease Control report, which shows abortion dropping to lows not seen since the early days of legal abortion in America. Dr. Randy O'Bannon, NRLC Education Director, says it is significant because long-term drops in abortion rates and ratios make it clear that we are in the midst of an historic trend. When a conservative TV actor drew a comparison between the numbers of abortions in the U.S. and the Holocaust of the 40s, she was roundly criticized. Now a group of people who practice assisted suicide in Belgium have completed a trip following Dr. Wim Disselmans on a tour of Auschwitz, where he called that venue inspiring, apparently for the lives not deemed worthy of life under the Nazis. One commentator says it shows how little distance there is between Belgian euthanasia now and Nazi death camps. This is Life News Radio. It does not matter if the dark ages of 1,000 years ago were real or not, if we are today creating the reality of a new dark age, a culture of death. The life issue is central to this as assaults on the human person continue in the stories you hear on this station. Abortion, contraception, embryonic stem cell research, eugenics, assisted suicide are all robberies perpetrated against both human souls and God. Stop the robbery and create a culture of life. The scary genetic engineering of in vitro fertilization wants to cross the boundary into three-parent embryos. The fight over that practice is being waged in Britain and the U.S. The process replaces the egg nucleus, not just defective parts, as some might describe. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.